Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. Sorry, I'm laughing on this intro. Deja was cutting up. But we're here before Thanksgiving, so you guys have something to listen to on your travels to wherever in the world you're going.
Why was I cutting up?
You were just talking about fucking to motivation.
First of all, nobody had to use the F word, okay? That's
the word you
used. I said I had just started having sex.
Then you said I knew who I was fucking. That's exactly what you said.
Well,
exactly.
That does sound like me.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Kirsten didn't realize how long ago motivation... Okay, let's actually backtrack. I was surprised that Kelly Rowland had 9.4 million followers on Instagram. Me being one of a proud follower, because I stand for her. If she came out with a line of Barbies, I was just telling Kirsten I would buy one.
Yes.
And Kirsten thought 9.4 million followers was low for Kelly Rowland, and I thought it was high. Mm-hmm. She was like, why do you think that? And I was like, well, you think about it. She hasn't really done anything in the last five, almost 10 years. And she was like, no, it hasn't. And I was like, yeah, motivation came out like 2010, 11. Yes. I remember because I had just started having sex.
Yes. That is exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And I asked Siri, and Siri confirmed. April 8th, 2011. It's a good song.
I was living in 626 in Stadium Suites.
Okay.
Ho ho! What a good year. Shout out to my roommates.
All right.
626.
Oh, okay. You all right? The flashbacks.
What a great time.
Oh, the memories.
No responsibilities.
None.
I had great grades bills. That year.
No bills. I think in college I didn't start having great grades until junior year.
Oh yeah. No, I was the exact opposite.
Yours was in the beginning.
Started off strong. Girl, yes, because I knew I had to, hard work to be a Delta, honey.
Oh geez.
So as soon as I got them letters, your girl was slipping and sliding everywhere but in the books.
See.
I would be the line sister telling, like, hey y'all, so on this GPA report, I really hope y'all came through strong because I didn't.
Ma'am, it's crazy. Like, yeah, the general ed courses, they were boring. They never caught my attention. I didn't start doing well till it got to my actual major. And I was like, this shit is quite fucking interesting. Like, finance, I got it. Like, I was in it. Like, I hated fucking accounting. That's the only class. I hate accounting.
What's that? Never took that.
But finance, I can do with my eyes closed. Love it. Me and my scientific calculator. But yeah, my gen ed courses, I was like, fuck that shit. That shit I hated it. Many a days, I was like, I got class? No, I don't got class. That was me.
Did you really have class?
Mm-hmm.
So you lied to yourself.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Many a days, I was like, I'm not going to that shit. It's fine.
I didn't go to class very often when it rained. Like, I really had to talk myself into going to class when it rained. I'd be like,
it's hard when it rains.
I'm sick.
It's hard when it rains. When it rains, you'd be like... And then my dorm, when I was living on campus, my dorm was on the other end of the campus. You know how Clark is set up, like all the, no? Okay.
I've never been on their campus.
Really? Mm-mm. You've never been like on the promenade?
I've only ever been on Morehouse's campus.
You've never been on like the promenade? Mm-mm. Oh. Well, the promenade is set up where all the academic
Y'all heard how she asked me like three times?
I just.
Really? You ain't never been on the promenade?
Well, because you've never most been, like, people.
On the promenade?
I did ask three times. You know how you ask twice and you get a no, by the third you get a yes? I was like, maybe she'll still say yes.
No, no problem for me.
No, because most of the time people don't realize that they're on Clark's campus until they be like, I was on like some bricks. And I'm like, you're probably on the promenade. See?
No, I have been on Morris Brown's campus.
Okay, no.
Only for Atlantic Creek Picnic. So I haven't ever been on Morris Brown's campus since it was functioning. Since it was a real university.
Either. Shit, me neither. We went to Morris Brown's campus for like a party one time they had in like their abandoned gym. It's unfortunate. I think they started getting their accreditation back. It's going to take them a while to get back to where they were, though. But yeah, so the promenade is set up to where you have the library, but if you keep walking past the library with the library on your right hand side, you get to like the student center and all the academic buildings. Mm-hmm. I was on the other side of the library, so like by the football stadium. So it's like
by y'all's footballs, because y'all have y'all's own stadium. We have our own. Off of, is that that's not MLK.
It's MLK, then Clark's campus, and then Beckwith.
I know where the football stadium is. Yeah. I've been past that multiple times.
So I used to live across the street from the football stadium.
Okay.
easily a mile walk to get to my, like, I'd be like, I'm not walking in this rain this long.
I wouldn't walk anyways. Mm-mm. Too hood down there for me.
Oh, one time, sorry. No, because it just came back. I remember one day, my freshman year, there was like this man that used to sit outside the dorm and watch the girls walk by and like jerk off.
Oh, what?
Wild shit. And one day I came back and I was just, hey y'all, like just talking, and I saw him in a car.
Was he home? Oh, no, he had a car. Truck,
like a Jeep or something. And I was like,
what the fuck did he do?
What was his? No tinted windows. So it was like,
ew.
And like all the girls,
nobody called the police.
They did. That's the thing. Like the campus police was there, APD was there, and I was like, I was like, what the hell is going on? They was like, girl, that man is back. I said, what man is where?
Jerky.
They was like, yeah, there's a man that will sit outside the dorm and watch the girls walk by and jerk off. I said, ew. That is so disgusting.
That is. He had issues.
It was so weird. Some white guy.
Oh, no. And it was white. So you couldn't go to Georgia Tech and do that
right.
shit?
Right. Take your ass with the snow bunny. Right. Damn. I'm going to come over here with that shit. It was weird. It was so weird. Ugh. But gross. Yeah. And then once I moved off campus, when it rained, I would just drive. But my first year, I didn't have a car. So I was like, fuck, I got to walk.
I never lived on campus at USC. So I always had to drive.
I was very happy when shuttle, I moved off campus.
Which isn't me.
No.
I need control.
I know. I know.
I don't know what
y'all
else
don't
to
understand.
Say
about that. Deja on the shuttle is like, what?
First of all, that means I had to like get up
exactly.
and like report.
Wait. Yeah, you didn't like that. You wouldn't do that.
No.
Both of us. Mm-mm.
Every now, I probably took a shuttle less than 20 times my entire 3.5 years at USC.
I took the shuttle many in days at Clark, but that's when I was going to the Westin being extra.
Can you believe my first semester freshman year, actually not even, I didn't even make it through the whole first semester. Mm-hmm. I came back on Thanksgiving, but I didn't have a car until Thanksgiving. Can you imagine me?
No.
Terry and Jackie heard the worst of it.
I'm sure.
Because I hated Furman to begin with. Yes. And I was like, y'all going to at least have. Give y'all me made car. Me come to this school.
I'm going to at least have my car. Yeah. Understandable.
I came back. I was the only friend with the car. Skirt. My friend was like, hey. What it do, baby?
They was like, let's go.
I drew. Literally. Honk, honk. Coming in. Mind you, I had a raggedy car then.
Blasting ratchet shit. I'm done.
Go, girl. It's your birthday. Phoebe's arrived.
I'm done. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we reminisce on college often
we do.
On this podcast.
We do. It's a beautiful time. It was a beautiful time. I mean, you know, best 4 years of my life. But anywho, how's your week going thus far?
It's good because it's almost over work-wise.
You
so
are
thank you, Jesus.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I go to work tomorrow, but we're leave around 2.
Oh, okay. That's not
I already bad. Set the precedent that I may be packing up at like 1:45.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. As long as you set the precedent.
Mm-hmm. My manager gonna say as he's heading out today, remember, guys, we're only working till 2 tomorrow. I said, you ain't got to remind me,
at
Jamie.
All. I'm going to be out this bitch.
You ain't got to remind me. Mm-hmm. One of my coworkers said, Deja going to be out at 1:45. You already know.
You know.
You already know.
Nobody got time, honey. Uh-uh. Not going to do it.
So y'all lucky I'm here.
I'm saying. Mm-mm.
Actually, I normally work the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Depends. If I was going home, I wouldn't. I would be leaving on the Wednesday before. But since I'm just going up to Tennessee, I'm gonna just drive on up there tomorrow.
You can ride with us. We can drop you off and pick you up.
When y'all coming back?
Sunday.
Oh, I don't think I'm gonna be there that long.
Oh, Kirsten said I need an escape route.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be there long. Well, my mom is leaving Saturday. There's no point in me staying up there till Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nah, I'll be back. And then on top of that, with the business and everything.
Oh, never mind. You got dogs.
And that.
It'd be a lot. You'd be scrunched back there because we're taking Tyrell's car, which, you know, has no trunk. And he won't be throwing my luggage in the back of that bed.
No.
He could throw his own.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He tried that once with me, y'all. I was like, you have a lot. I'm pretty sure I told him, you have lost your motherfucking mind. If you don't get my shit out the bed, that's why. It's beautiful outside. There's no. We don't. If it starts raining out not, of he nowhere, have a cover on not him? Yet. Oh. No. If he and that's the thing if I said. If you had a cover,
it'd be different.
But no, like the world hell is too unpredictable. I'm shit saying. Start raining out of nowhere
and be like, well, oh, all my shit is no. wet as hell.
I can't remember where we was going. He had an attitude with me because I told him he lost his motherfucking mind. You the one that lost it, not me.
Oh, okay.
Shit, you knew,
ma'am.
You knew.
You knew.
You knew I wasn't gonna be here for that.
Nah, man. Yeah, I'm just gonna go Wednesday. I don't know what time I'm leaving tomorrow yet. Probably like 12, because it's not that far. I'll get up there and hang. 12 with
is
the
supposed to be the busiest.
Hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. WSBTV said this morning on the news.
Well, then maybe I'll leave at like 11.
I was gonna say get up and out at like 10, 9:30, 10. That way you're like right after rush hour.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to leave during rush hour, but mm-hmm. I don't want to leave at like in that middle. I don't know.
10.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best to leave by 10. I'm because I gotta drop Marlon off at work in the morning, so I'm gonna probably fall asleep when
actually,
I get back.
Yeah. Oof. Mm-hmm. The problem, let me tell you about the problem.
Oh, okay.
On both of our routes.
Okay. Let me know.
And it's always a problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why.
Okay. Because
I don't feel like they have more than 300 peaks population. A population larger than 300.
The small ass towns that you got to go through?
No. Chattanooga.
Oh, fuck Chattanooga.
They always have traffic.
Always.
It going around that little fucking town.
That damn loop.
Always,
always traffic going through Chattanooga. You be like,
what is the problem? Why? Is this just one big transit
every time? Every time.
It doesn't matter if it's rush hour.
Feel, it does not feel beautiful as fuck outside early morning, late at night. It does not fucking matter. There is always traffic
blows
going around
mind.
That fucking loop in Chattanooga.
Blows my mind.
And it's like 8 lanes.
Blows my mind.
I'd be like,
there's not that many
bullshit.
People that live in Chattanooga.
No.
Like, there can't be.
And it's all of like 10 miles.
It is.
That's it.
As soon as you get like past that lake,
mm-hmm.
it opens up
yes.
as you start going into the mountains. But and it's going both ways.
It does not fucking
it's
fail.
North and south. And south,
it does not fucking fail. It's like, all right, I'm in Chattanooga. I'm going to be in Chattanooga for like
45 minutes.
And it's only a 20-minute thing at most.
Oh, God. That kills me.
It never fucking fails.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right.
It's all right.
Well, we can dive in.
Okay.
That was awkward, y'all.
It was awkward.
Y'all didn't even see her face.
You didn't. What was she?
It was even more awkward.
What would she like to start with? Do we want to start with Red Table Talk since that's like the talk of the?
We can.
Okay. Jada Pinkett Show featured T.I. and his wife Tiny this
week. Did it
week.
Feature Tiny? She was
I mean, she
like
was there. She was there. She didn't say much, but no, she was there.
She just
well, because that first half was strictly about a teachable moment for her husband.
She just made a couple faces.
And she made a few statements.
I mean,
like three.
Yeah.
Yep. So T.I. chose to go on what. I'm going to get to that, but T.I. chose to go on Red Table Talk to address the controversy surrounding his daughter's virginity and the statements he made about checking her hymen. At the start of the episode, Will Smith is there, and then Will Smith promptly exits stage left.
And says, why?
Well, he's like, I'm not.
This ain't what we doing.
At all. He was like, I just came to say hello, and I'm going to go.
Right.
He was like, you not say nah, bro. This is all you.
But welcome, brother.
Right. I just wanted to come say hi, and I'm gonna be out. I see y'all later. Oh, I ain't doing that shit. I was like, damn, Will.
He
that
got
lucky.
Funny.
What made me laugh is he was like, "Hey, Willow couldn't be here," and Jada was like, "It probably
is
in your
best
interest that she isn't here." Yeah. I was like, she thinking yeah. what we was thinking because Willow would have let his ass have it. I'm sure.
In
Willow
a very like spacey way.
Very. She was like, yeah, but do you think, I don't know if you realize like how that could
so
affect somebody.
So do you
somebody.
Like patrol your son's penises like the, that?
Right, or,
yeah.
Because there was a clip on the internet about like when your son lost his virginity at 14 and you didn't really say anything.
Right.
So I guess I'm just a little confused, you know? Like that would be Willow. I guess I'm just a little confused. And Jada would be like, right. Right. And Gammy would be like, yeah, I think she's a little confused.
Gammy tried to buckle down on him a little bit.
She did.
Just a little bit.
She did. Gammy was like, Gammy's faces will tell you how she really feels. She'd be like, nigga, what? Like, right. You could tell she's thinking like, this is some old bullshit.
Right.
But I will say, Jada could have like went in for the kill, but I think
she was very polite.
She was polite. And I think I was watching, what's her name? Sheila Marie. I don't know if you follow her. She's Ace Hood's fiance now, but she's very like,
I've heard of her.
She has big hair. Amazing. She's beautiful, yeah. But she's like very spiritual and just very in tune. And she was talking about that. And she started like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm not expecting shit from this show, but I'm gonna watch it anyway.
Right.
So she was talking. She was like, I wish Jada would go more, like go in a little more. She's like, but I can understand that she's in a tough spot because their entire show is about not passing judgment and not, you know, because then no one will want to come.
Yep.
So she was like, I get her being in a tough space, but he didn't even really apologize. Like, it was very like,
well,
he apologized to his daughter.
That's what he said. He was like, I'm not apologizing to people. And I respect that.
I get it.
Because it's not about us.
No, but
as long as he truly did apologize to Deja. Her,
and she had every right to be pissed off, which she said, which I get. I said, I hope he understands the magnitude of what the spotlight he just put on his daughter, who's in college. Mm-hmm. People already know who she is. Mm-hmm. They know who her dad is. And here you are on fucking a podcast that goes viral talking about her virginity. Mm-hmm. Now she gotta go in class. Even a damn teacher probably looking at her like, yeah girl, I know
your hymen intact today,
right? You all right? Like, no, that's not okay. Yeah. You can't do that.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And so Jada took it as a teachable moment, and she tried to get through to him like, you have to understand how controlling that is. And he was like, she was like, but it is.
Yeah.
Certain stuff, she was like, no, this is what it is.
I wish they would have honed in a little bit more about like the patriarchy.
Yes.
Because he didn't
fully grasp.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
And again, reasons why it's not my show, and it's in the hands of someone much more responsible like Jada Pinkett Smith, because I'd have been like, do you feel like maybe
patriarchy she didn't adjust is
what's
it.
Keeping your wife so quiet over here in the corner?
I have no words. And that would have turned into some shit.
Exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about their marriage next.
Ow.
Even a preview. I have never slept with anyone while we were married. I said,
skirt, skirt.
It's going to be real interesting.
He said, I have never
lied about. And I was like, this Negro here.
They need to bring out the fishbowl, but let it be audience questions.
Yeah, not producer questions.
Because I surely, do you have a mystery baby in between Atlanta. Major and
what's Eris?
The Eris. Little one? I was about to say heaven. I knew it was something real unnecessary. Eris.
Eris,
Harris. Eris, goddamn Harris.
I wonder if they call her Air for short, because Eris is long. I'm not going to be screaming, Eris! No, girl, it's okay. I would have been happy if they named her Seven, because she's the seventh baby.
That would have been so unoriginal, and I would have grown up if I were her with a big chip on my shoulder.
Really?
I'd have been like, y'all didn't put no goddamn creativity into this shit.
Well, they did put
too much.
I was about to say, but they gave you
Eris. They gave no, you actually, creativity. They didn't. I feel like they was just like Harris, Barris, Laris, Karis, Daris, Eris. Oh, man. Shit. Eris, I'm so mad at them. Like, I imagine her teachers being like the Keenan and, what is it? Key and Peele. Keenan and Kel. The new Keenan and Kel. Key and Peele skit with A.A. Ron. Harris,
yes, Lord,
Harris.
So, yeah, I really wish Willow was there, because Willow would have been the one to be like, this nigga got us fucked up. We ain't about to. Willow is polite, but she also don't play that shit. And Jada said it. Jada was like, I mean, even with Willow be like, see what we're not gonna do is that bullshit right there.
Right.
No. He's like, I hate Willow couldn't be here. And both Gammy was like, and Jada was like, well, I think you might be happy that she's
what
not.
What you don't know is that it was planned.
Right. Like, we did this on purpose.
She didn't want to be in your presence.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was like, So,
but yeah, it was entertaining. It was actually, I expected it to be a little more entertaining.
I did too. I expected it to be far more of him doubling down than he did.
He did a good job of being.
He listened.
He did. He looked cute too.
I mean, he normally does. He's a very attractive little man. But he looked
younger.
He's an attractive little man.
He is little.
He is. He's an attractive little man. What?
Not as little as my coworker that you call a little man.
Or the baby.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him. Too. But how tall is the baby? 5'6"?
5'5".
I'd still... Y'all heard me on the last episode.
They don't care.
Height ain't nothing but a number. Getting down anyway, ain't nothing but a thing.
Anyways. Yeah, I expected him to double down far more than he did. He did listen, which is good, but I do think I think he knows he even has a whole lot more to learn. Because she was like, you have to understand the magnitude. And he was like, I didn't. And I'm like, nigga, you still don't get it? And that's when she was like, but please tell me you do now.
Right.
She was like, wait, hold on. And he was like, I do. I was like, oh, thank God. Whew. Because I'm like, you have to understand. I think... Even him talking about how he didn't say anything about it until his daughter was like, you have to clear this up. It's like, all right, you're respecting her wishes now. Good. And I'm sure she was like, Dad, what the fuck? I'm sure she immediately called him like, are you kidding me?
I would have been so emotional.
So, like, that's embarrassing as fuck.
I'm already emotional. I'd have been like, oh my God.
I'm saying. Ma'am.
You ruined my life. Send me $2,000.
Right.
For what?
For anything I want.
Yeah.
You ruined my life. So it'll be interesting to see how Monday pans out. I look forward to it. I thoroughly enjoy Red Table Talk anyway. It's such a good show.
Love that show.
And it's the perfect amount of minutes. 20 minutes is all I need. 20 to 30. It's good. And it like gets to the points. Clearly they were there for far longer than the 20 minutes or the hour that they got put together. And they probably edited some stuff out. But like... Overall, I thought it was interesting, and yeah, so I look forward to Monday, because that's going to be the entertaining part, with them and this whole cheating and Floyd Mayweather and every fucking thing else.
You think they're going to bring up Floyd?
They probably won't ever say his name, but I'm sure it'll get brought up, because that was like a big thing with them. Was with a nigga I was at odds with.
Couldn't they? They could put it in subtitles and he can't read it, right?
I mean, he'd be able to read it after the fact. After it's out.
I thought he couldn't read.
What makes you think T.I. can read?
Not T.I. Floyd Mayweather.
He can't read, right? He has a very hard time. R. Kelly can't read at all. Oh. Floyd Mayweather takes a long time. Like, after Charlamagne released that damn recording of him trying to read, like, the drop for the radio, it was bad.
Really?
You didn't hear
worse
it.
Worse than Webby?
Oh, it was worse than Webby. Charlotte McGay.
Y'all got some names in this motherfucker.
Angela Gee and Charlotte McGay, the God.
That never gets old. Every time that comes around on my internet,
that shit is the best. And DJ Envy and Angela Gee and Charlotte McGay, the God. And you hear Angela Gee in the background, Charlemagne. It's Charlemagne.
Oh, God.
Oh, Charlemagne? Charlemagne? Yeah, Charlemagne. Ooh, oh, okay.
That's that Louisiana school system right there.
Hey, it's your boy, Webby. And I'm in here kicking in with DJ Envy. Angela Gee and Charlemagne, the God.
God damn, y'all got some names on this paper. Every time
it never fucking fails. That shit is so fucking funny. Oh my God.
So now I gotta go back and watch Floyd Mayweather, because if it's worse than that, shit.
Floyd Mayweather couldn't even get a word out. Like, that's how it sounds. It's a hot ass mess,
y'all. Is it bad, like, because people have their own unique talent, so is it bad that we're laughing at people that can't read, even if they have like such a keen skill for something else?
I think if they're sensitive about it, I'd apologize.
I think
if they're sensitive about it, I'll apologize. But I don't think Webby gives a damn. That shit been out for years. He ain't said shit about it. I don't think he cares. He probably is like, it was some goddamn names on that paper. That's on, that exactly, on that motherfucking paper. Goddamn, Charlotte McGay. The guy. That shit is so funny. Oh, man. He got his own little intro, right? Hey, hey, it's Webby, W-E-B-B-I-E, and I'm here at the Breakfast Club. He got all that down, and I'm here kicking it, and that shit went downhill for me. At DJ Envy, got that. Angela Gee, and Charlotte McGay.
My thing is, you know his name, just say it, right?
But he reading it, it looked different. Charlotte McGay, the God.
He started doubting himself.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus.
Ooh, child, that's funny.
Good laugh. Right. What else are we talking about today?
The Millennium Tour 2020.
Wow.
Just released.
Just dropped.
Just dropped. Breaking news.
Hello, good evening. It's Deja Hunt and Kirsten Lawrence. We've got breaking news. This just in. Omarion takes the ultimate revenge and hosts his own Millennium Tour 2020. This time with no members of B2K, and instead embarking on this tour with his main friend, another psycho, Bow Wow.
They are bringing the Face Off album to tour with the regular lineup still intact.
Like, wholeheartedly.
All of them. Oh, no. Didn't change shit. Oh, yeah. Just only
and
one.
Mario, which he was.
He wasn't that great, honestly. He should have been after Lloyd. They just had the order wrong.
Look.
You got to get hyper. Like, you got to start slow.
And then ease your way up.
Lloyd, Mario. Then it was. Was it the Ying Yang Twins?
Ying Yang Twins.
Okay, Ying Yang Twins could have stayed. Chingy was first. He went on very first. Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay there. Lloyd.
We wouldn't know. We didn't see it.
Didn't give a damn. We heard it. Right there. So Chingy, Lloyd, Mario should have been right after Lloyd. Then the Ying Yang Twins.
Lloyd sounded good, though.
He did.
We were getting our food.
But we heard him. He sounded good.
So maybe we could even swap them two out.
Yeah.
Mario, could be Mario had a higher stock Lloyd. Price because he's on Empire right now.
True. I don't watch Empire.
Me neither. But so. Terry insists on it every Wednesday. Like, really? It's the best thing since sliced bread.
That shit is terrible now.
It's awful. And she knows it. She'll be like, it's pretty bad, but I got to watch it.
You got to finish.
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's what I say.
So Mario, then Lloyd, then it could have been pretty. No, Ying Yang Twins, then Pretty Ricky, and then it was B2K. That's perfect. They got to build up. Mm-hmm. They went from like Ying Yang Twins to Mario.
Ooh, what
to
a
Pretty
drop!
Pretty Ricky to the B2K, and they didn't even finish their set. But it's fine.
Baby, that's the reason.
I was like, damn.
So, did I not say though?
What?
Like, I would swap all this B2K shit out for Bow Wow to stay out on this stage.
He should have been. They have plenty. He has a catalog, honey.
I don't need nobody else. I said, no, Bow Wow. You just don't know. The way you move so fast across the floor. You still run through my mind.
He don't run through my mind. Bow Wow done lost his shit. He lost his mind.
I take my chances.
Oh, jeez. He's an adorable little man as well.
Little as well.
Did you see the video of J Boog doing like boxing? He was like, the caption was like, I woke up feeling like this. And he's like punching the shit out of a like.
Blame your friend. Thing.
And then Lil Duval, this is the one time Lil Duval was funny as shit. He's like, hey, bro, you just going to have to. Fizz gonna have to catch that fade. Y'all gonna have to square up, bro. Exactly. He fucking with your money. J Book was like, I might have to. I really might have to. Like, damn, you fucking up the money, bro.
Shit, find a place for my boo.
I mean,
that was honestly the best part of that, B2K set when J Book did his little You Got Served thing.
We're gonna do this for Lil Saint. And then at the end, the nigga was like, I'm tired.
Why that man still so fine?
He is fine as hell.
As
so fine. So fine. The man is just, he's a very attractive specimen.
Woo.
That day he was like, that was right after Nipsey Hussle died. Talking about some, bow y'all heads.
Right.
He was like, okay.
But then I can't see you.
Now, one thing they can't say is Razz-B was getting it on that damn stage.
Razz-B did a really good job.
Razz-B was getting it. He didn't sing shit, but he was.
The choreo was on,
full out,
hitting it at all times.
I wish y'all could see Kirsten.
Oh, God.
Hitting it at all times.
He was.
So yeah, you know, Marion stayed silent and made the ultimate power move and was like, fuck y'all, I'm out. Back on the Millennium Tour by my damn self with Bow Wow.
Because fuck all y'all. And I'm not raising my child support, bitch.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would have wrapped up with.
Okay.
I wish a nigga would.
That was a lot.
Just a little bit. Ain't nobody paying you no more money. Oh, jeez. You better let that money fizzle in your pocket.
I hate you. Fizzle. Ma'am, I'm not doing this with you today. All right. We do want to send a very, very big congratulations to Candy Burris and Todd Tucker as they just welcomed their baby girl, Blaze. I kind of like that name.
I don't.
Okay. I like it.
I don't.
I think it's kind of cool. I think it's cool. Blaze Tucker. I think
for a dog.
Ace chose that name, the son.
Oh.
So they went with that.
I do like my Ace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ace and Blaze. Sounds like a cartoon. Ace and Blaze.
Yeah, da, 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 a little
da,
bit.
Da, da, da. Ace and Blaze. Ace and Blaze. Candy can write a song. Ace and Blaze.
She can't write
Ace
a song.
Ace and Blaze.
That's one thing you can't take away from Candy. She knows how to write a song. She should not sing all the songs. But she can write a song.
Well, congrats to them. Have you been watching Real Housewives?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this season?
Starting off a little slow.
It's boring as fuck.
The only in, not even, oh, sorry.
Ooh. Ace and Blaze. Ace and Blaze.
Yes. So sorry, that was a video of Jay Boog talking about the tour. I was reading the caption to see if it was anything juicy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's starting off a little slow. It's a lot of Cynthia Nene nonsense, which I don't isn't really anything. Care.
It's like I don't want to watch y'all talk about.
I could give a fuck.
Right.
I don't care.
Talk about not talking to each other.
I mean, shut up.
Never mind. That was going to sound awful.
Okay.
I need to think about how I want to phrase this.
Okay.
The most engaging thing so far
is Kenya's marriage.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say too.
Yep.
I was going to say entertaining, but engaging is better.
Yeah, I was about to say engaging, entertaining
because I don't find pleasure in the crumbling
and
of
I don't
the marriage.
Even like Kenya, but he's a fucking asshole.
He's an
you
asshole.
You deserve better, sis.
He's a dick. He's
you
a
deserve
dick.
Better. You're still a strong black
you
woman.
You don't do shit like
and
that.
And I'm binge watching Smart Guy, and I saw your episode the other day, and you deserve better.
You got Disney Plus?
Tyrell got it.
Hey, bro, I need that password.
I'm
a tech spirit animal. Mm-hmm. Hey bro, I need that password. But yeah, that I mean, he's a dick.
He's a fucking
he's
misogynistic
a dick.
Asshole.
Yeah. How he getting on her about the damn what did he say? You don't have the groceries in the house or some shit?
He said college dorm refrigerator.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm over here raising our daughter. You don't come back for 10 days out of fucking time. Fuck you. Fuck you.
It would have been so volatile in
man,
that
well,
house.
I would have went ape shit in there. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm in here raising our kid by my fucking self.
Literally.
You literally only come in here for 2 days at a time.
Literally.
Kiss my black ass.
Didn't
Negro.
Even come to her party. And then I couldn't even let another man hold her. Oh no, Mark would not want another man holding his
are
child.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Nigga, what?
What?
Are you kidding me? And then you let her go on y'all's anniversary trip by herself.
I said, well, sis, that's not an anniversary trip.
Fuck no, that's
just
a vacation.
That's
a vacation.
Me and Terry were like,
nah, it ain't no damn anniversary. That was foul. That's foul. Because you didn't want the nanny to come. If it's our anniversary, why would the nanny not come?
Girl,
this
that
supposed
whole
to be about
thing is
you
so weird.
And I. He's fucking obsessed with that kid, and it's weird.
It's a little weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's fucking weird.
But you're not that obsessed with her because you won't move to Atlanta.
Okay. Only coming in to be the good guy all the time.
She don't know the difference at that age.
And then she's sitting
here
talking to you, and you answering her through the baby.
So rude. Just the disrespect.
It's
I haven't
so
seen shit. No. It's what? A toss up. At this point,
Matt,
I don't know
Matt.
Whether or not I'd want to be treated like treated like how Mark is Mark, right?
Yeah.
Treats Kenya every day, or have my fiance cheat on me while I'm pregnant, like Portia. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because he at least treated her good.
He treated her really well, and he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man, but that's fucked up. You don't fucking cheat on
up,
people.
Especially while they're
talking
pregnant.
About emotionally disconnected. I'm
nigga,
emotionally disconnected
I'm
from myself.
Baby. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Right.
There's an an alien growing inside
literally
me.
Emotionally disconnected. Fuck
these
you.
These niggas just ain't shit.
They just be finding excuses. Nigga, fuck you, okay?
I ain't fucking with nobody but not Greg.
I'm saying, because Greg will hold down. Yeah, Todd will hold it down, too.
And Todd. I like Cynthia's boyfriend. We just don't see him either. Yeah, so.
I mean, but he's in L.A. He's coming back and forth. At least he's coming back and forth. Okay, making his FaceTimes, doing his thing. They not married yet though, so that's different. Y'all girl, niggas is married. Fuck out of here,
girl. That's been the only other than that, I've been bored.
I've been more entertained with Married to Medicine, which I usually am when they're on at the same time. Yeah, that's Married been to funny. Medicine has been.
I'm way intense, like I've honey. Missed a lot of episodes. I just girl. Watched this last one though. It was fun.
I ain't never seen no, Dr. Jackie get mad like that, boo. Me I said, neither. Oh, she's a whole different girl. I said, ooh. Who was it?
But I
said,
Jackie.
I got it.
That new girl?
Buffy.
First of all, why is that your name? Second of all.
Buffy the Tax Slayer. She has a business here. That's quite well.
Oh, I think I've seen that before.
You have. I have to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I felt where she
I
was
coming
from.
I got what she
from.
Was saying.
100%. I would have been so fucking... Well, pissed. I mean, if it's not something that we talked about, if that's something that I'm openly advocating about,
right, then
it's
that's
one
different.
Thing. But don't you dare throw out
throw
my
that shit out in front of everybody, like, I'd be pissed too. I completely understood it. I was surprised that she was, like, doubling down. Mm-hmm. I was like, unlike her.
Yeah.
That was weird. So, I'm looking forward to Sunday.
You know, sometimes when women need to double down with their men, they instead double down with their friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Possibly.
But you know what's breaking my heart is Dr. Contessa.
And her husband. Yeah.
I love them. I was telling my mom, they've been my favorite couple since they came on the
chill.
Show.
They just be kicking it. Like, so, they stick together. They just be same page. But that school shit.
It
threw a wrench. Well, because you're good, but because she withdrew and she blames him for it. That's the problem.
They need to be in therapy.
But even like ASAP. Her coming back and him being like she brought food home that one time and he was
there's
like they already
a disconnected
they're not communicating. They're not communicating. All she had to do was call and be like, "Did you cook for already?"
Exactly.
He's like, "Yeah, okay, cool. I'll just come home and kick it." But like he caught an attitude cuz she brought food home.
Rightfully so.
I mean, I get it. Like they just ate. What are we going to do with all this fucking food?
Yep. That was literally like a...
And I think for him, it probably made him feel like you're coming in trying to be super mom as if I'm not doing shit.
Yeah.
And I get where he's come from. That. I get it. Because he literally was doing a lot. He
works full time.
Get up. Let's get dressed. Let's go to work.
And like, it's a lot of them chaps.
Like three, right?
Is it three or four?
I think it's three. But like
you, any more than one.
He's a doctor, so he got to take care of his patients, take care of his kids by himself because the nanny been gone. You remember her? She dips. And then
Donnell Jones.
That bitch was crazy as fuck.
I was like, why the hell have you been late? Maybe she flipped when the cameras came around, but. Why the hell have y'all been
left
her?
Right. Talk
lady.
To y'all like that. That
watch your
kids.
I will come watch your
I'm
kids.
I'm saying that lady was crazy as hell. So now he raising the kids. You off in Nashville. You only come home on the weekend. So then it's like, nah, bro. Like, because I could see how he could feel like you're dismissing me.
Oh, 100%.
You're dismissing everything.
100%.
But I also get where she's coming from as far as like making her out to be the bad guy because she's trying to like propel herself in her career.
But I haven't seen anything on the TV where I feel like he's been trying
to. He hasn't been doing anything maybe, to me that's been like super insane to the point where it's like, I get you, girl.
Yeah.
Other than the whole like her being in school and him, he brings it up quite a bit about her being away. But I even who was it? Somebody said you couldn't go to school in Georgia. Valid point. I was like, why is she in Nashville? That was my first question. I was like,
where was she in school?
Nashville.
No, but I mean like Vanderbilt.
I don't think it was Vanderbilt. It was somewhere else. If you were going to school in Nashville, the only excuse would be Vanderbilt.
I pray to God.
It wasn't what?
She was not traveling up to Nashville to get some postgraduate degree from Tennessee State University.
I knew it was coming. You better not be a TSU, goddamn it.
Because I'm going to be mad as hell.
I don't think she was at Vanderbilt. I don't remember it being mentioned. I could be wrong, y'all. I really don't know the answer to that. But I was like, Georgia Tech is up the road. And they fucking prestigious as fuck.
Emory got a great medical
system. The CDC is right next to that
bitch. Door. Don't you want to be general health? Don't they work?
Together, yes.
Girl, I don't know, but that's hurting my soul.
Why is she going to school in Nashville?
They're my favorite couple.
It was weird. But nevertheless, I hope they work it out. Right now, they're on a couples trip. And I can already tell this shit is about to be entertaining.
Yeah, the last episode, and I don't know why I was stuttering so much, but the last episode ended with them getting into it. And I was like, who's getting
into it? Contessa, she stormed off. Yeah, mm-hmm. She stormed off.
I was like, no, my favorite couple. Yeah. All my favorite couples are arguing and all the...
Well, hell, even Heavenly and Dr. Damon about to get into it. But about to be
he was First of all, Heavenly, if you listen, baby girl, let that shit go. Every now and then you need your man to go be rubbing on some other titties just so he can be reminded
of the titties he has at home.
That it's more than titties.
Oh, okay.
In a relationship.
Got it.
Dr. Damon said she ain't look as good as you. You look good. I said, you look don't sound like Tyrell motherfucking Strickland.
He was like, but she don't look better than you, buddy. That's exactly what he said. I don't want to hear that shit, David. He was like,
she was like, did you see him? And he's like, fast forwards to the scene. Titties all in his face. Right, he was like, titties in his face. I'm like, I don't know if he did see him. His eyes may have been closed. That nigga was in his eyes.
I was like, Dr. Damon. They talking about some Revenge of the Paint Party. I was like, they cracked me up. The men on that show they make the show
100%.
What makes me laugh, they don't get paid, but they literally make the show every single time. The women be off catty, they be like, hey bruh, you want to go get something to drink, because we can cut out of here, you know, just let them. Ooh, and all the men be gathered around the bar, hey bruh, did you see that shit?
Right,
like, they're the best part of that show.
They are,
because Cecil alone is a mess. Damon makes me laugh because they all hate him because of how much everyone loves him.
Yeah.
They be like, fucking Dr. Damon, always coming in to the fucking rescue, ruining the shit for everybody.
And surprise, surprise, he's a man of Omega Sci-Fi.
But he's so gentle.
Exactly.
He's a very gentle soul.
He must have got it all out.
Probably.
Or every now and then you meet those brothers and it's like,
how did that happen?
Why are you here?
It's weird.
Your father?
Right, legacy.
Your granddaddy
legacy. Okay, you don't fit. Like, it don't make sense.
Should have been a Sigma, but we gonna let it slide.
No, he's such a gentle soul. I love Dr. Damon. Me though. Too. He's such a just
and heavenly. Just even let kill. That man have a little fun.
I'm saying he's so even kill about it all. He don't raise his voice. Like, he's same.
Let
all
me day, tell you, heavenly. When you don't let him get a chocolate chip every now and then. It builds up, then they go in for the whole cookie, and that's when you got problems.
Okay.
So let him go out, have a little fun, have some titties in his face. Okay. It'll just have him nice and balanced. He'll come home to you because that boner will build up. He'll come home to you. It'll be a great night.
Okay.
And y'all will be right. Y'all be good. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Y'all write in if you've ever had sex with your man after he got back from the strip club.
Or even a trip. Even a trip.
What you mean a trip?
Like when they go out of town for a few days.
Yeah, but that's too long.
Oh.
So the boner may have faded.
I don't think it fades. I mean, I think it gets stronger because you're gone so long.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying a little different.
Though, okay.
Because it's like they get worked up. They're already and then in they gotta sexual come
home.
Zone.
Yeah, and then they come home. Got it. Okay. Y'all should see Deja's face.
Be calling y'all kind of crazy names. Candy, bitch, I am not Candy. But I will be tonight.
I hate you. I don't think I've ever been called out of my name during.
No, I haven't either. I'm exaggerating.
No, if anything, it just sticks to the pet names, but it's fine.
What's your pet name, Kirsten?
I have a couple, but baby is a big one. That's usually the biggest one.
Okay,
just baby, or like he tries to be funny and calls me 2 foot.
So feet.
2 feet, yeah.
2 feet?
As in my height. I'm short. Two foot.
Oh, I thought 2 foot. That's why like, I was like, so I'm going to call you feet.
No, don't call me
two
feet.
2 foot.
My nickname for a while was Littlefoot because my feet are so small.
Oh, your feet are little. That's your fine. Feet are littler than mine.
They are, but that's because they're short and wide. Yours are longer and
mine
narrow.
Are model-esque.
All right, moving on. So,
if anyone knows how to get money for people that have foot fetishes, please let me know.
Oh, there's really plenty. You could be a cam girl.
I'm trying to tap into that.
Just be a cam girl.
Okay, but how?
Girl, I'll send you all the research I've done.
Do I have to, like...
be naked?
No. But do I have to work through a site like Pornhub?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
You can set up, like, a different one. Hell, you could just do it on Instagram.
Okay, no. Okay. I don't want people to know that I'm doing
Why
this
would they
real?
Know that you're doing it if your feet are only in the photos?
Oh, I would just do like a random, because you know how it is with Instagram, where you'd be creating new profiles and people
and it'd be like,
so-and-so.
Y'all gonna get a notification. Fuck. Why is Deja creating a foot profile
all over my fucking Instagram? No. Okay. Yeah, you might just have to.
I feel like I have pretty feet.
You have a sock on, so I can't tell you. Yeah, they're cute.
They're pretty well proportioned.
I can't tell from the side. Like, I can't tell of the shape from the side. They are well proportioned, but actually, even the fact that your second toe isn't longer than your first toe mm-hmm. is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So you have a point.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a good size.
They are a good size. They're not too big, not too small.
I've been told I just should right. be a foot model you three times should. In my life.
You probably should.
So I'm like, wait, why am I not tapping into this?
You probably should. Honestly, you just need to set up like a thing. You can do Patreon. That's a big one now.
What's that?
Where you pay for like you have like fans or OnlyFans. A lot of.
How do you know about this?
Twitter.
Okay.
And I listen to way too many podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not even playing.
You should. I'm serious.
Okay.
We can set this up.
Yes.
Okay.
You can be my foot pimp.
Okay. Do I have to get a cut? A small percentage? Like 5%?
I'll give you 10%.
Okay.
One toe's worth.
I knew it was coming.
What?
One toe's worth.
One toe's worth.
I'll do my research, but I'm pretty sure you can set yourself up with like a Patreon or an OnlyFans. Probably Patreon is a little better. OnlyFans is far more sexual.
Yeah, I don't want any dick pics in return for my
you
toes.
You probably will get dick pics though. Do the thing with their feet on their penis.
Yeah.
So you probably will get.
Yeah. This just got awkward.
Or you can be a cam girl and wear a mask and just have your feet in the thing.
No.
Like old girl from Euphoria.
I know what you. No.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody going to be paying me in Bitcoin neither. I take moolah, cash, dinero, pesos, real motherfucking money.
Okay.
What's next? Sorry, I got distracted.
That's all I had. There hasn't been much going on with the holidays, honestly.
Well, I have some news.
Okay.
Frogs everywhere can what? Ribbit.
Bitch, what?
In excuse me, I'm gassy. Hopefully, I didn't hear that. Frogs everywhere can ribbit in relief. High school students are now turning to synthetic animals for student dissection. The fact that this took
what
so
do you mean,
long.
Synthetic animals.
Fake animals.
Oh, okay. They weren't doing that before?
You never dissected a frog?
No. Thank God.
What?
Why would I dissect a frog?
You never dissected a shark?
No.
Nothing? You never dissected an animal?
I dissected owl pellets.
Maybe because it was a Catholic school and they didn't believe in that.
I'm pretty sure they didn't want us to fuck with the animals.
Well, yeah, they don't give a fuck about animals in public school. They're like, here, it's time to dissect a frog. I dissected a frog and a shark.
Neither.
And it's always a toss-up of who's going to have babies in their animal. Like, all the kids are like, who has the babies? Who has the babies? I got babies in mine! That's how it is.
I did a fish once. I'm pretty sure I did a fish, but that wasn't nothing.
Now that I'm thinking about
Jesus
it,
Jesus made fish; they had to eat the fish. So
now that I'm thinking about it, it is kind of fucked up how people were just killing
frogs
and sharks just to be dissected
by a bunch of kids
for probably a solid 4% of us to go into like
veterinarians.
Veterinarians' careers, zoology careers.
Would it be biology for a frog?
That usually was what we did it in.
Got it.
Biology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
It was fun though. I hate to say it. Sorry, PETA.
Never had to do that.
It was very insightful.
You know how I feel about animals. Mm-mm.
But yeah,
I got a frog in my backyard now. Hell, I would cry if Spot died.
Damn! Don't let the scientists get him.
Nah, I think he's good. He's in hibernation right now.
Frogs hibernate?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go?
Honestly, I don't know. But I know they hibernate because I had to Google it. Because I kept trying to... I was like, I only see him during certain times. And I was like, where the fuck does... Like, do they hibernate? So I Googled. They do. They go into like a...
Underground. Like in
like a sleep
ground?
Mode type thing. I don't know if they go underground. I don't know where they go. But they just...
Sounds fun.
For months. And then they just pop back up in the spring. And then he'll be sitting in my waterfall like, hey, girl.
Hungry
you been?
As hell.
And his ass is big as shit.
Hungry as hell.
Spot is a solid, like, size of my hand.
Oh, I like frogs.
They don't bother me. Him and Ducky got into it one time and she lost. She stopped fucking with him. That shit was hilarious. That shit was so funny. That shit was so funny. She went outside and I guess she went and stood over top of Spot. Spot jumped up and said, boop, right in the nose and took off. Ducky was like, oh shit. And she started chasing him. I think she got like one of his legs with her paw, but he got away pretty quick. Now he didn't. After that, he wouldn't come out like off the pond. Mm. He would stay in the waterfall.
He wasn't fucking with that.
He was like, fuck her. After that, he was cool on Ducky.
He was yelling at you. Didn't nobody tell you to go get right. no baby ass dog?
The fuck? Beans ain't never fuck with me. Right. Never. Beans used to let me be.
Right.
Here come this bitch. I'm sorry, Spot.
All right, guys. We've covered a lot of random topics. We have. That just came across my news, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I assumed everybody had dissected a frog, but I learned something new about Kirsten today. She's never dissected a frog.
Never.
Mm-mm. So with that, we will move into the work playlist.
Yes.
So for me, I don't have too much new stuff from when we last talked. The only thing that I've been excited about is Party Next Door released new music. Mm-hmm. Loyal featuring Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Really like it. Mm-hmm. I like Party Next Door. Ironically, his most popular song is probably one of my least favorite
Which
songs.
One?
Come and See Me. Was like that I like most that.
Popular?
It's his most streamed song on Spotify.
What's the he? Had,
and then I thought one. About it. I was like, yeah, that was on the radio a it was. Fucking ton.
What's the ones after that?
Hold on. Let me go to his artist page. The next most streamed one is Break from Toronto, which wasn't that popular.
Mm-mm.
Hold on, let me look.
What was the one that he did with Drake before Come and See Me?
Let me go see.
Oh,
on the Party
fuck.
Next Door album.
Yeah.
Over Here?
No. How did it go? Damn, I can't think
recognize.
Of it. Yes,
that. Oh yeah,
I'd
that
imagine
was a while
that
ago.
Would that would be his most popular. Mm-hmm. But no.
But you, if you think about it, that like. It was popular, but I feel like that didn't break through as much as Come and See Me did. Because, like, Kylie Jenner was in the Come and See Me video.
Yeah, true. Because Recognize was my shit. I love you. You goddamn right, P&D.
To put up on. When that beat drops.
That shit. That was a sexy
recognize
song.
Recognize when I see y'all really want you. I feel like that year,
that
it was
a sexy
in,
song.
Like, every step it show.
Was. It was.
Yard
it was
show.
Everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
That
everybody
was, very,
was using that
it was
as
very
their breakout.
Big in the strip clubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I love Party Next Door. So he has a new song out. I listened to that. Mm-hmm. There's a new song with Mr. Easy and Tyga. I feel like I've talked to y'all about how I really do enjoy Tyga's music. So I fuck with it. It's called Tony Montana. Not as good as Future's Tony Montana, might
say,
I add, because
that Tony Montana is a bop.
It's a classic.
I used to beef it up to that song regularly.
In the hood, I got. Wait, what's the Drake verse? Something got a stallion. Passenger is a stallion.
I don't know.
I suggest you. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
yeah, really, that's it. There's another song by an artist called True, called Georgia, about being
from Georgia. Okay.
So y'all know I fuck with that.
I'm sure.
But I don't know who this guy is. It features 2 Chainz though. So if y'all know who True is, TRU. You might be ahead of me. Other than that, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts still. And listening to Chicks Tape 5 still. Oh, fuck. How could I forget? I just found this out today. Coldplay just released a new album.
Really?
Are you a Coldplay fan?
Yes.
They just released a new album last Friday.
I didn't. Okay.
Called Everyday Life. I haven't gotten through the whole thing. I literally discovered this as I was like at like 4 o'clock. So I listened
didn't know
to
this.
It on my way home. It's so far so good. Very... like true Coldplay, like speaking on real world issues, but in this beautiful artsy, just I love Chris Martin. I love Coldplay.
I mean, he's a bop. He's great.
And
he's great.
I thought they were going to be putting out new music. Looking back, I saw this article after just this came out, because I think I saw it on Sunday, but they were planning a tour for this new album, and they suspended all their I don't think they had released the dates yet, but they came out and said that they would not be touring until they think about how they can make touring more sustainable. they like want to improve the sustainability of their touring, and so like they're holding off.
Travel and everything.
I guess I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, how does that?
On, like, yeah, I don't know. But listen to that if you're a Coldplay fan. Okay. It's so far really good.
Okay.
What about you, Kirsten?
I want to start this off with happy birthday to the legend that is Tina Turner. She turned 80 years old today.
Wow.
Just found that out. So happy birthday to her. And Proud happy Mary is still rolling.
Happy birthday, Tina. Happy birthday.
Okay. I think I already mentioned the Russ and Bia song. I mentioned that last week, right?
Yeah, I've been listening to that.
That song is a bop, ain't it? It's a bop. It's a fucking bop.
It's a bop.
I'm like, her ass fatter than fat, and she got good throat. I was like, ooh, okay, I like it. So, again, listen to the Party Next Door stuff. I don't really care for Loyal, but the other one, News, is pretty good.
I haven't listened to that.
That one also came out. News is... Oh, and then Ro James dropped a song. Ooh. And you know I love me some Ro James.
I got a little time for that.
It's called Last Time. It's a very good song. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's Ro James.
Anything else on Spotify?
It's not on there?
For Party Next Door.
It's called News. I'm pretty sure it's called News. The News, sorry. The News. But yes, that is out. That came out with Loyal.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And then also, I already said Ro James, Russ. And then, of course, Wale's album has been on repeat quite a bit for me as of late because it's such a good fucking album. Black. It's a great album. Also, let me see. What else have I been listening to? Eric Bellinger apparently is releasing new music, and
Eric Bellinger releases new music once every regularly, other month.
Regularly.
It's usually pretty decent.
It usually is. He can write a song. I'm not taking that away from him. Also, Lauryn Hill has released a new track. Apparently, it came out on time before Queen and Slim dropped, so good for her. It's on the Queen and Slim soundtrack. Queen and Slim soundtrack. It's Lauryn Hill. It's really good. Speaking of which, the Queen and Slim soundtrack...
Amazing. Did they release the whole soundtrack?
I think they did.
Because there was a Spotify playlist. Right. And there was only
I haven't checked to see if the entire thing has come out. But I think it has.
Yeah.
It's a very good soundtrack. I mean, you have Melina Matsoukas directing it.
Who's that?
She directs majority of Beyonce's videos.
Oh, wait. So what is there to direct?
Well, what you mean? No, I mean, like, she's won a Grammy and all that. Like, her taste in music is very high.
For albums. Not for videos.
Mm-mm.
Got you.
She's
confused.
Done it all. Okay. And then you have Lena Waithe, who is, like, I mean, she writes and everything, but she's very in tune with the culture. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to all this.
Definitely listen to it. It's very, very good.
I had only heard Ride or Die and then Collide, which I love both of those songs.
And that's it.
Oh, Miguel has a new song.
Not the one with Alicia Keys, right?
Funeral. It's called Funeral. Oh, you know what? I think I knew that was coming out. And part of me feels like I listened to it and part of me feels like I didn't like it. But then part of me feels like maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the Alicia Keys song.
Quite possibly.
But I know that Alicia Keys song. I really tried to like that song.
So maybe not. It doesn't say Alicia Keys is on this song.
No. The Alicia Keys one is her song.
Oh, got it.
It's decent. I just couldn't get into it like that. Mm. And not because... any hate towards Alicia Keys or anything. It's just like, it was just okay. And I felt like it could have been really good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. There really hasn't been too much that's caught my eye. Art Lamar has a song out. I liked him. He came out with a song called Frustrated a couple years ago. It's like, I'm frustrated.
That sounds familiar.
Frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fool.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, him.
Okay.
He can sing his ass off.
Art Lamar.
Art Lamar.
I've always wondered how you say that.
How did you think it was?
Art Lamar.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be something crazy. Yeah, Art Lamar.
Actually, I've never even really thought about it. I just know that it's R.L.U.M.R.
Yeah,
Art Lamar. I've never even thought about how do I say this because honestly, I've never talked about him out loud.
Mm. Only time I knew how to pronounce it was he went on Jimmy Fallon and performed that Frustrated song, and Jimmy Fallon was like, Art Lamar. I was like, how you say it.
I discovered some really cool artists on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, yeah.
Including Yuna.
I don't know Yuna.
Listen, I think you would like her. Her okay. first album especially. She's a Malaysian soulful artist.
That's I think an interesting you'll like her
twist. Music. Listen okay. to
Yuna. Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving into the professional clapback.
Yeah, I'm over here like scrambling, trying to throw some shit together.
I have one if you don't have one.
Yeah, let him have it.
All right, so.
The guy gives. In my Kiki all right. Palmer voice.
One of the things that I've always said as being a black woman in corporate America is you can never have a bad day, right?
Huh?
I'm getting to it.
What? Why can't I have a bad day?
Being a black woman, you
always... Oh, because you always got to be on. Got you. Right. I see where you're going.
You can never have a bad day. So if you're having a rough day one day, right? And you're not necessarily... Or a rough month, because it happens. I'm just putting it out there.
Or a whole goddamn rough year.
I'm just... You never know. Because shit, sometimes it's a domino effect with your years or your months, whatever.
I agree.
You're just not, you know, 100% on. And then one day you come into work and you're having a great day. And your boss looks at you and goes, wow, you were so engaged. You talk so much. This is beautiful. What happened to the old you? This is what you say. Before you cuss them out, right? In the most calm way as you possibly can, right? I would say, I'm just going to be real. This happened. Calmly say, it's all the same person, just was having a rough day. I'm fine, though. Thank you. The old person is still here.
Don't make that bitch come out.
Just having a good day today. That's all. That's all.
I was having a good
day. Simple as that. Because then they'll look at you like, ooh, probably shouldn't have said that, which is exactly what happened. Yeah, being a black woman, you really can't have an off day. And if somebody does look at you, which I'm sure they will, and say, wow, man, you've been so this and that, it's been great. What happened to the old you? This is beautiful. Like, this new person, you need to calmly let them know that it's all the same person and you can have a bad day just as much as the rest of everyone else. I would ask them, would you say that to somebody that did not look like me?
Definitely not a male, because
and would you say that to a man off air? And would you say that to a man? Because you probably wouldn't. And I think if you could just call them out ever so calmly, it probably will switch a little bit, and they'll probably take a step back and be like, fucked up. But that's my tip. It's a double-edged sword being a black woman in corporate America. You can't have a bad day. If you have a good day, then something must be going on that you're having such a great day. It just can't be a good day for you. But yeah, keep y'all head up. That's all. Tip?
I got so many questions. So many questions. Kay. My tip is to enjoy your Thanksgiving. Not really a good tip, but also know your sanity level with your family.
Oh, I think yes, child.
There's been a lot of things going around the internet about how our generation is starting to value Friendsgiving more than Thanksgiving.
That's true.
Like with quote unquote family, because we're just not becoming a generation to keep cyclical things going just because they're cyclical. Like we're really becoming, especially I feel like black millennials and Gen Z.
It's very much so about your self-care and your mental health.
And let it be that. I definitely encourage you all to go be with your family, make an appearance, be kind, you know, but
when you reach your level,
exit if you can. Stage left, like calmly. Kirsten said, she was like, I need an escape route.
I'm saying I'm not staying till Sunday. That's just not gonna happen. I'll be back on Friday, probably Saturday morning.
Yeah,
but so, more than likely Friday.
As we go in with this holiday season, you know, enjoy your time with your family, but don't be afraid to
put and yourself first.
And don't let people, you know, shame you like, are you going out with your friends?
Yeah,
you don't ever spend time with us.
Mm-mm.
Kindly let them know there's a reason I probably don't spend that much time with y'all.
Okay. Me and my therapist just went over this. I'm telling y'all, I just saw her yesterday. It was a great session. It's okay to put yourself first. I am keen on preaching put yourself first. It's something I don't do for myself very often. I always try to show up for everybody because I know people count on me. And just because I just take pride in being just there for people. It's okay to be like, nah. It's okay. And that's exactly what I'm about to do. Nah. Okay?
You won't have any problems.
No, no. I'm going to have a great time. That's the thing. Like, going there, I know I'll be fine. I'm just leaving when my mama go.
The only person that I would potentially have to vacate myself from is my damn mama. And I live with her no way.
Yeah, so you can't, you're not really escaping nothing. They're just going to come back.
Nope.
Mm. Anywho, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we will talk to y'all next week.
Guys.
Bye.